Welcome to the Kamal Jahid Show, the podcast that's all about helping you live your best life. Join host Kamal, a passionate entrepreneur and lifestyle coach, as he shares personal stories and candid conversations with experts and thought leaders on relationships, fashion, and entrepreneurship. So sit back, relax, and join us on this journey of self-improvement and discovery. And now, without any further ado, here's your host, Kamal Jahid.
Hello and welcome to the Kamal Jahid Show. Today I have a crazy, amazing episode for you. The inspiration of a date that I went to, and I met this incredible person, and she actually inspired me to record today's episode. And her question was very, very simple. To tell me, what are the qualities that you look in your perfect partner? And I said, I just have the perfect answer to that question. So today I want to share with you the famous exercise that allows me to manifest my ideal partner, my perfect love, my ideal, let's say, match. And I want to share with you this exercise because it's very simple yet powerful. And what is more is, once you do it, you're going to see that you're getting closer and closer to that person of your dreams. Like I said, the exercise is very simple, very quick, and there is two parts to it. And what's going to happen is that at the end of the exercise, you're going to start somehow making like scores. So if you meet person A, you're going to like, okay, this person scores 7 out of 10 or 14 out of 20 in my list, and so on and so forth. And there's actually two parts to this exercise. You can do also the second part, which we're going to talk about it. But before we dive in, I want to say a few words about our sponsor of the day, which is, you guessed it right, Meknes. Meknes is a luxury brand that I co-founded with David, who is my best friend. And we specialize in leather, luxury leather accessories, by infusing the Moroccan art and heritage. And the result is beautiful accessories that enhance and upgrade your look. And because you guys are so loyal to this podcast, we are happy to offer you 20% of your order. You just need to enter the code podcast20 at checkout and you will get 20% off. So thank you so much, guys, for supporting our brand, and thank you for listening to our podcast. So the idea, like I said, about this first episode came when I met this girl, and she asked me, hey, what are you looking for a woman? And my immediate reaction was like, hey, I actually know the perfect answer to that, and I don't want to, you know, make the suspense last longer. It's very easy, I guess you answered right, to actually manifest your ideal partner, your dream partner, or your perfect love, is to simply sit down and take a piece of paper. So no phones, please, no iPads, no technology, and take a pen, normal pen, not your fingers. I mean, you know, if you're using your phone. And you simply actually write down the qualities that you are looking in your partner. So the idea is to get actually to 10 qualities, but the more you put in, the better. If you can actually get 20, that's amazing. You are an incredible person, and I am sure you are going to meet your perfect love. Personally, I only wrote 10 qualities. And I am going to share with you these qualities and actually kind of analyze them if my dream woman is listening to this podcast. So please shoot me an email. But the idea is, what I love about this exercise is it actually makes a really, really nice conversation. Because one of the problems I have, let's say, in my dating life in Poland is language. You know, I'm not fluent in English, but people here, usually, you know, it's guys and girls. It's not a gender related thing. So the more you speak in English, the more your brain is tired. And so people actually kind of disconnect from the conversation at some point. And by keeping the conversation short and interesting, it may get really, really interesting. So I'm saying this because when I was on a date, so when the girl asked me, hey, what are you looking for in your perfect girl or woman? Or I said, let me grab my phone. I actually wrote a list and I will be happy to share it with you. Please understand, I'm not trying to, you know, give you a number or rating or anything, but it was just a very spontaneous moment that I really, really enjoyed sharing. And I could see that my date was very interested and very intrigued, and which gave a little, you know, spice to the conversation. And by going point after point, there is always like, I explain why. And we're going to try to do this together today when I will share with you my list. So here we go. I am going to grab my list right now. Like I said, please understand if I come across as not so politically correct, or you would think I'm some sexist guy, I truly don't care about your opinion. Sorry to say it this way. This is my show. No, but honestly, like in all seriousness, this is who I am, because if you ask me what is the secret to happiness in life, it's very simple. It's allow yourself or give yourself the permission to be yourself and then allow the others to be themselves. So it's very simple. This is who I am. This is my list. This is my life. So I am going to share it with you and you make what you want of it. Like I said, if you are my dream woman, please let me know if you are, if this is you. So let's go to number one. So like I said in the beginning, I made a list of 10. And when I said in the intro of the show that there is actually two parts. So the first part of the exercise is to write the 10 things you want to see in your, you know, ideal partner. And the second part of the exercise is actually the things that turns you off, the things that you do not want to see in your partner or dream partner. So here we go. This is my personal list. Like I said, it is my opinion and feel free to think whatever you want about it. So number one, shares my spiritual values and beliefs. This is very easy and to the point. And like I said, you can share this list with your date and you can explain a little bit each point, which make a really nice and fun conversation. And I remember I did the very same exercise a couple years ago with another date, which actually turns out to be one of my girlfriends. And the point was like, hey, I made a list of 10 things I want to see in you and you make things. And then we share point by point. And this was really, really fun, a very long night. And, you know, it was fun. So number one, she shares my spiritual values and beliefs. And this is very easy. I can't explain it more. Number two, demonstrate kindness, loyalty, and honesty while also having her own opinions and perspective. Again, straight to the point. Number three, values personal hygiene and cleanness with a pleasant and inviting presence. Also very, very clear. Number four, has diverse interests and appreciates the importance of intellectual pursuits such as reading and music. Music also is very, very important. You know, guys, my big dream is to become an international DJ. And number five, supports and encourages my spiritual journey without putting her own desires or needs first. This maybe needs a little explanation. It's some people are like completely... What I try to actually explain in this point is she would accept me if I ascend. And the example I remember I gave during the date is, for example, if one day I just say, look, I don't really care about all these materialistic things. You know, I don't want this fancy house anymore. I'm not saying I have a crazy fancy house. I don't want this Ferrari. I don't want this palace. I don't want this fancy holidays or anything. I just want a simple life, move into a village and live in a tent or something. She needs to accept that. And if she cannot follow through or be with me at that time, that's fine. It means it's the end of the relationship. So that is what I mean. And she needs to accept if I attend. Number six, communicates effectively in English, French, or Arabic and has a good sense of humor that fosters openness and trust in our relationship. Again, language is very, very important. I am lucky enough to speak 3 or 4 or even 5 if I can be more courageous. I speak a little Polish and a little German. But I noticed that if the There is a famous book called, you know, The Five Languages of Love. And I think it should be like six, because the actual language of love should be actual language. And I noticed my best relationships have been with actual people fluent in English. I'm saying this because personally, I feel more myself when I speak English. I don't know why. When I speak French, I feel like, because French was, we were, you know, studying French as an official language in Morocco, university, school, everything. And it's kind of too official for me, and I don't feel myself speaking French. Arabic is the same, because I'm fluent in Arabic, so I understand the nuances and the hidden meanings and everything. And it's too sophisticated. And since, you know, I live in Europe, and it is very rare to find actually someone who speaks fluent Arabic or Moroccan for that matter. So I'm leaning more into English. And like I said, I had the best relationships in terms of friendships, business, and also love with people who speak English. So my perfect love, my dream woman, speaks perfect English. Number seven, my favorite number, enjoys outdoor activities and exploring new places, including roughing it when necessary. This is very important. The second part is I love luxury holidays, Maldives and all that stuff. But sometimes things get a little rough, and I do not like when a girl, woman, whatever, or my partner at that point, and she starts like complaining, and she does not at least try to adapt to the situation. I'm saying this because I had a crazy story back in the days, I think around 2014 or 15. Long story short, we were having a super fancy luxury holidays, but then the flight got canceled, we lost the luggage, and then she started crying, and which I understand, I was very supportive, but she didn't want to do anything about it. The point what I'm trying to say is, if things get tough, I would really love a partner who would say, all right, we got a challenge, let's solve it. We are creating a memory. We are not destroying our holidays, but we are overcoming something together. And I find that very cute and romantic. Number eight, also my favorite number, appreciate physical touch and is nurturing with a passion of cooking. This is very simple. Number nine, this is going to be very ironic. Chooses not to consume alcohol or smoke with only rare exceptions. All right, I know this is going to be a little bit controversial, but it's there, it's out there. There are the exceptions. Like I said, this is my list. I'm free to write whatever I want, or dream whatever I want. Number 10, and by the way, this list, the order is not very important. So this, I will keep the importance of each point to myself because this is private. But number 10 has a face I could love and an athletic body. I know beauty is in the inside, blah, 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 but I consider myself an artist and I really love beautiful things. And I just need or want to or manifest a real face that I could love. I want to wake up in the morning and look at her eyes, her smile, her lips, her ears, her whatever, cute little nose, whatever. It needs to be something I could love. It doesn't mean that it needs to be like a super top model beauty or anything, but beauty is very subjective, and I really know what is a face I could love to my, you know, for my taste. And this is something also very important. So these are the 10 things that I look for my partner. And these are the things that I think it was many, many years ago that I wrote down in my book, and I have it in my vision board, and have it pretty much everywhere. And every morning I go through the list and I read this aloud 3 times. And what happens is this, it's, you're going to start, once you do the exercise and you have your list, you're going to unconsciously start meeting people and, or, you know, the gender you're interested in, and you're going to start somehow rating them, and it's not necessarily bad, because the point of the exercise is not that you're gonna manifest and meet the person that's gonna have 10 out of 10. It is almost impossible. I mean, if it happens, you know, props to you, but what really happened is you're gonna start seeing people who have like 2, and then the other, and you're gonna have people like having 6, 7, 8, and that's gonna give you a really, really nice perspective to make the right decisions. Because, for example, unconsciously, because I know this list so much, so deep, that in 2 seconds, I can judge the person and see if she actually, you know, checks, because at least for me personally, again, at least she needs to check like 50%, which is 5 points. So, for example, if the girl smokes, she's almost immediately out. And this is something that really puts me off. I try to, you know, of course, everyone can change, and I always bring it to the conversation. And in another podcast, I will explain why, because my grandfather unfortunately died because of too much smoking of cancer. And that destroyed me for many, many years, because my grandfather was the closest family member, even closer than my father. And I know it sounds weird, but my grandfather basically was my god. And when he, shit, I'm getting emotional. When he died, anyway, like I said, I want to talk about it today. But anyway, for example, smoking is a no-no for me. And I can tell you guys how many girls I met in my life that almost had everything. But that one fucking point destroyed all, because I just cannot. Anyway, that's one thing. What I'm trying to say is, once you have your list, it is going to be, what's going to happen is, in the spiritual level, it's going to, you know, put you closer and closer to your dream partner. And in the second thing, it is going to improve your ability to hang out or spend time with the person that you are actually interested in. And especially if you do the second part of the exercise, which is the things you do not like. And we can talk about that in another episode. Because like I said, I wanted to keep this one sweet and short and very simple, to the point, because this exercise, believe me, has changed my life. And like I said, when I meet a person, a girl, in the first 5 or 10 or even 15 minutes, I just know that, is she in the, you know, in my league, in the Champions League? Are we playing this game or not? Or we are simply not doing it, and we could be, you know, friends or business partners or whatever. Every relationship counts. And yeah, before I leave you, so like I said, do this exercise to manifest your dream partner. Take a pen, a piece of paper, and go to town. Get down to business. Write the things you want to see, you want to manifest in your dream partners. And of course, if you have time, I mean, you should do it. You have time. Write the actual 10 or 20 points that you do not want to see in your partner, and see how your life changes. And yeah, before I leave you, actually, the main things is you have to, I mean, the secret that I would share with you is to simply, if you are looking for love, stop looking for love. That is the key secret, or the secret number one, that will help you actually manifest and meet the love of your dreams. Tip number two is to actually stay patient. If, you know, I don't want to go all romantic on you, like, oh my God, the love of your life is coming in your way, be patient. The first step is very simple, to simply work on yourself, you know, read personal development books, exercise, eat healthy, and just be kind and be honest and be brave. Improve yourself, become that best version of yourself, and believe me, your dream partner will start actually coming your way. And the other thing I also know is the crucial importance of self-love. Love yourself first before you love anyone. One last thing before, it's like, you're going to have a lot of obstacles and situations where you're going to simply give up and you say, hey, I don't believe in love. I don't believe that I will ever meet the partner or the dream partner of my life. And that's simply stupid to have such thinking. So the number one reason or secret or method to really overcome obstacles in meeting your dream partner is to not put everyone in the same basket. In my coaching days, I would meet, especially women, I would meet women and they would tell me, you know, all men are assholes. I don't like men. They are all the same. And they start complaining. And it's too easy. If you put someone or everyone in the same basket, you know, it's just stupid. The same goes for men. You know, men, they come and complain like, oh my God, all girls are bitches. They don't know this. They don't know that. They don't want nice guys. And then I'm getting like, man, come on, man. Okay. With you, we're going to start from scratch. And so please remove this belief from your from your internal computer, your brain, or even your philosophy that not everyone is the same. And if you believe that men are all the same or women are all the same, then you're going to have a hard time finding the love of your life. This is, guys, this is for me today. Quick and nice, to the point. I was inspired by my recent date and I immediately wanted to record this because it's fresh out of my head. And I hope you enjoyed this episode especially. And if you want to learn more, actually, you can go to my website, kamaljahid.com. There's a section of dating advice. I have written many, many articles. You can also actually download my book for free for a while for the next 7 or 10 days, The 9 Secrets of Highly Attractive Men. The book actually costs 30 euros, I think, and what I'm offering for free when you subscribe to my newsletter. And again, I want to thank Meknes for sponsoring this episode. As a podcast listener, you guys get 20% off your order, so go check out our website, www.meknes.com. Put the code podcast20 for 20% discount. This is it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Look after each other and take care.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Kamal Jahid Show. If you found value in today's episode, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.